Also den Auspuff habe ich bei eBay gefunden. Passt perfekt, ne? Nächstes Schnäppchen. Und wie das Chrom glänzt. Wahnsinn. Qualität, mein Freund. Sieht man sofort, oder?
Sehr schick. Wenn wir dann mal den Motor anschauen wollen, ich wäre soweit.
Finden, was passt. Zu dir und zu deinem Auto. Das muss eBay sein. eBay. Things people love.
Two.
Oh, hello there. Thanks for clicking on this video. I don't know. Welcome to the HP Podcast. I'm by myself today.
Good luck, Ethan.
I'm going to need it today. It's a lot more awkward without Ela being here because I could do something awkward and be like, right? And she'll be like, right. But now, it's just me. And it's cold and it's raining outside. Ela is with peace and love. She has too much to do. She cannot make it on Wednesdays anymore. Peace and love.
Thank you.
But she will be here on Friday, so peace and love. Today's episode is sponsored by literally nobody. So why don't you head on over to teddyfresh.com, see if there's anything you like there, or follow us on teddyfresh on Instagram. I had to buy that from somebody for $10,000 with peace and love. The guy who owned the Teddy Fresh Instagram was squatting on it for so long, milking me like a horse breeder. It's been a topic of great contention that horse semen is the most expensive fluid in the world. A lot of talk about horse semen. Anyway, peace and love, Teddy Fresh. All right.
I actually Googled it. Is that true? I don't think it is.
Well, what's more expensive? What's more valuable than horse semen?
There was a list of the top 10 most valuable liquids in the world, and horse semen was not on the list. It wasn't even on there.
Oh, so then David stole bad facts from us.
Right, which makes it even funnier that he stole that.
What are the most valuable liquids?
Top most valuable.
Because what could be more expensive than horse jizz? Because you have to pay like some people pay like half a milli just for one load of like sea biscuit.
Yeah. Scorpion venom is one of them.
Scorpion venom.
Why do people do with scorpion venom?
Horseshoe crab blood, apparently.
The fuck you say?
Yeah, it's used in a lot of medical products.
Is this all
products.
Like witchcraft shit?
I don't know. I think it's like vaccines. King cobra venom is $153,000 per gallon.
Wait, why are people using scorpion venom? Okay, here I have a message. The protein found in scorpion venom can be used to treat pain in humans suffering from MS. Is that for real? Or is that like pseudoscience, like homeopathy shit?
No, I imagine it's real.
Holy fuck.
I gotta start harvesting scorpions.
I gotta grow some scorpions. So wait, read that. I'm fascinated by this. Go ahead and read more.
It was King Cobra venom. Chanel number 5 is on this list.
That's just
I mean, this is just some fucking clickbait website. This could be totally, I don't know.
I'm still holding out for horse semen.
Ian, your research. You had researched the horse semen. How much was it per gallon? When we did that whole meme?
I don't know.
You don't know off the top of the dome?
That was Ben Shapiro. That wasn't me.
Oh, that's true. That was Ben Shapiro that said that.
All right. Well, while Ian looks into the true value of horse semen on the market today. It fluctuates like gold, you know.
It's a commodity, yeah.
It is a commodity, yeah, as you well know. You know, David Dobrik's been a hot topic of conversation on this podcast. And he recently had... By the way, I know a lot of people don't want to hear me talk about that. I'm going to talk about it. I think it's fascinating. I think it's incredible that somebody can get away with what he's like with assaulting someone like that. On video and admitting to it and still be like the jewel of the world. He was just number one. So like, you're just going to have to endure it because I think it's fascinating. It's not going to be the whole episode, but we're going to talk about it a little bit. Fascinating.
I found it really fascinating.
He can't keep getting away with it. He was number one trending in the USA with his new app Dispo. YouTube. So I don't know if it's just a matter of people aren't aware or nobody gives a fuck. I truly honestly think that with what David has done to Seth and James, basically, Has James been canceled since the revelation that he was like exchanging nudes with the 16-year-old?
It does seem like he's getting quite a lot of backlash. And also, we mentioned it on Frenemies the other day, but the main accuser from the other day
went to the police.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he really did that.
Oh, do we have that update? Can you show me that photo? So the guy who came out against James, who, by the way, he was like, I saw him talking about how he was going to delete all of his social media because he's being harassed by his fans so hardcore. Of course.
The accuser is?
Yeah, the accuser. Because everyone says he's a clout chaser. You can't ever accuse anyone of anything online if they're famous without being a clout chaser. Like, okay.
Sister, gotta get that clout.
That's like saying anyone who's famous can never do anything wrong. Gotta get that clout pill. Horse semen is said to be the
most... I need that clout.
Speaking of James Charles, horse semen is said to be the most expensive semen in the world, and the most expensive liquid in the world. So this is a gallon, motherfucker? You sell it by the gallon?
I mean, have you seen a horse penis?
That's literally coming buckets. Depending on the stallion, horse semen is one of the most expensive liquids on the planet. A gallon of gold medal winning big star semen.
Wow.
Okay. Say that again.
That sure does look like, 4.7 million is way more than the horse.
Yeah, but that's
crab.
A gallon. I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get it down. Like, how much is that per, like, how much scorpion jizz are you for, you know, that's not a lot of liquid.
All right.
But still, a gallon, bro. That like, go to the grocery store. A gallon, that's a whole lot. A gallon of gold medal winning big star semen. It sounds like an award. It's an award winning semen. It sounds like a beer that, you know. Get yourself a cool, refreshing gallon of gold star winning big star semen. Oh. Crack open a cool one today. I love that. Anyway. So you think James is, because he was like tweeting, I don't know what's going on with James, but I haven't heard of anything like substantial happening. But
if the guy's making actual, like if he went to the police and doing criminal charges, you know, that might take a while.
No, I'm just wondering slow. Like, well, I guess we'll have to see like if he's getting partners and sponsors and stuff. If anyone deserves to be canceled, it's honestly James Charles at this point, because he's proven that he's actually a menace to society. Like, he is not he's not responsible enough to have a fan base. He continues to prey on children. And even in his apology, he accused this 16-year-old kid, excuse me. I'll get the fucking disgust out of my body. He accuses this 16-year-old kid of having ulterior motives when James is the one that went out of his way to follow him. And he said he doesn't pledge to stop. He pledges to check IDs in the future when flirting with people online.
That is so true.
Like that piece alone proves how sick in the head he is.
You can't keep getting away with it.
Exactly. So I don't know. But I really truly think that people just don't care about male victims. I really think that Me Too just washed over the male victims. Nobody gives a fuck when it's a male. It really doesn't. I mean, here, there's an update apparently about James Charles. Oh, yeah, thank you. This is the guy who made the recent video who said he was 16. Oh, wait. He says, I've been harassed so much in my life. I'll just read it. I've never been harassed so much in my life. This is exactly why I didn't want to talk about my James Charles story. The disgusting threats and comments I've been receiving for simply sharing an experience I have are insane. I'm probably going to delete my social media soon. Yeah, that's why.
Let's get glam.
That's why people don't come forward against people like David Dobrik or James Charles. Especially David Dobrik is like fucking untouchable god. And Seth is still getting shit on. Like, we're going to talk about that later, but. I have a bunch of comments from people on the subreddit because I'm wondering how people rationalize this. And it's pretty crazy. Anyway, so David has this app Dispo, which is, as I think AB, you said, it's like an edgy Instagram. You take a photo. You can't fucking see it until tomorrow. That's the idea.
And you can't edit it.
You can't edit it. You can't see it until tomorrow.
Wake up.
Right.
You said it. What you said that was like the same as Casey's idea for what was Casey Beam?
It was sort of similar in the way that I mean I didn't have Beam, but I believe Beam was you would just hold it up against your chest and it would record whatever you showed, and you couldn't edit it. It would just go up to like it's like Snapchat, but except you can't edit it.
God, influencers can sell any fucking thing. I swear to God, like peace and love to Casey, but that is such a dumb idea. Like you have to hold it to your chest. I mean, who's? I mean, you know, it's easy to say that. Maybe you know what I mean. Well, clearly, I am right in hindsight because that did not pick up. But it's easy to sit here and be like, "This was fucking dumb," because you never know. People probably said that about Facebook. You know what I mean? But it sounds dumb.
I just feel like in this day and age, when everybody's so image obsessed and airbrushing every photo and wanting to look perfect or whatever, trying to go against the grain on that and have a product where you can't edit a photo and you can't even see it till the next day is just so against like what people value. I mean, maybe people will like the novelty of that, but
yeah,
it just seems like it's going to crash and burn.
Well, you'll be interested to know, Dan, that it's already valued at $200 million, according to Axios, despite literally not existing. That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole app industry and capital ventures and all these idiots.
It's such a bubble.
It's a bubble. It's just a bunch of, like, these people.
It seems exactly like in the late 90s with the dot-com burst.
Well, with influencers, though, you actually command users. It's like more than just an idea. You come with a dumb idea with a lot of people using it.
I guess that's true.
Apparently, they've raised $20 million in investments, and it's already valued at $200 million, which just cracks me the fuck up, dude.
Garbage.
Despite having no revenue and not even existing, it's worth $200 million. So Dispo allows you cannot cut photos, edit them, or add filters, stickers, or anything. And they cannot even be published instantly or whenever the user likes, but they are revealed to 9 a.m. the next day.
So it's like going back to getting a disposable camera developed, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's what the Dispo is.
Yeah.
I mean, having a disposable camera has got to be way more fun. Like, just
well,
get that.
There's the tactile experience of exactly the film, and yeah.
Which, by the way, those came back into style. You can get like modern day disposable or Polaroids. I mean, and Ely uses those all the time. They're really fun. I love using those like modern day Polaroids.
Polaroids only take like a minute to develop, though.
Yeah, I mean, the whole fucking day, dude. Bah. And Dispo photos are shown as they are, and you cannot add a caption to explain what is happening. These are published separately or in roles that can be shared. So there's a commercial. So here's the commercial that was trending. I'll play it for you guys. Okay. Oh, so he's so sad because he's old and he's got such great memories. Now, funnily enough, he's looking at pictures of Seth and a gorilla and Jason and like blackface. What the hell? These are the memories you cherish, David, after all these years? These are the photos you saved of everything. Trisha crying and you bowling Big Nick. Oh my goodness. So wow. Pretty compelling stuff.
I'm sold. I'm downloading the app right now.
You can't. It's invite only.
Yeah, I got an invite.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because he's holding the Polaroids, but he's not. But he's selling disposable, like, you see what I'm saying? Oh, wait, no, those are developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. God, these are the photos he chose to save. I can't believe it. Look at this. These are your good memories, David? That's twisted, bro. That is not okay.
Brings a tear to your eye.
Yeah. The memories. Yeah, so he still hasn't answered for this, which is crazy. We need to start like a countdown.
I feel like this reveal actually gives somewhat of an explanation for why he hasn't addressed this. Because if this was on the horizon, having a big scandal right before he launches his giant app, it's probably the last thing he wanted. So
1 billion, you know. I had no idea this app was going on. But apparently, you know what's really disposable? Everybody in David's life, like Big Nick, Seth, all of his friends, Jason. Once he gets in trouble for assaulting Seth, it's perfect that he calls his app disposable because that's how he sees everybody. Trisha, for example. Yeah, there was memes on TikToks about I'm gonna mute it. David did this transformation into being old, and this was a pretty good TikTok here. Oh no! Looks a lot like someone else we know, huh?
Oh no!
Interesting.
That's fucking brutal,
right? I'm almost done with David thing, but let's go over to David's subreddit because I was wondering, like, when you have evidence of this assault on camera and him talking about it in great detail, how it was racially motivated and, you know, the great lengths he went and that he knew it would humiliate him. So I went to his subreddit. I saw this. Help me understand. I'm genuinely confused for the support for David right now. Top comment. All there is to understand is that Trisha is still butthurt and Ashley is an insecure sellout. Everyone should question if they're exploiting Seth's story and maybe focus a bit more on the source of all this drama. She said herself if her and Jason broke up, she would destroy them. I mean, I don't understand that rationale. First of all, sellout, insecure, maybe...
Insecure, maybe, but sellout,
come on. Yeah, I was
trying
to think which one I wanted to accept. Sellout, fine. Insecure, also fine.
I mean, David...
He's on camera. It's not... There's no source of the story. It's Seth's story. Seth is the source of the story. So here's another one. This shit's crazy. If Ethan doesn't use David's name, how else is he going to afford the new car he got? This is the most money this guy's probably made. Come on. But this is the rationale people have. It's just, it's all about making money, getting views.
When it just sidesteps the actual criticism fully, it's just attack the person who's talking about it rather than the argument.
I fully support anyone who actually suffers from racism, discrimination, or abuse. However, this sexual assault allegation is ridiculously toxic, borders on insanity. I'm sorry to the new generation of internet kids, but being the same age as David, and I could truly say how PG the internet has become in the last 3 years. Seriously, you can't even like do the Back when I was a kid, dude, the internet was like homeless people fighting each other. So maybe it's better that it's been cleaned up a little bit. That was like what we used to watch and like people being decapitated and shit.
Rotten.com,
yeah,
baby.
Rotten.com, man. That website is not fucking okay. Jesus Christ, bro. Was that website taken off the internet or what?
I don't God really only want to check. It probably still exists.
God.
I don't really want to type that URL in, though.
Go, someone type that in and see what's there.
I'm on it.
Tell me what you see. Describe it. I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, why would you go there? Jesus.
Well, it sounds like this person's argument is that these kind of jokes, like, it's only now in retrospect.
Jokes that were socially acceptable 3 years ago and get canceled for not boys fuck around with each other, and that's what we do. David's biggest mistake was thinking everyone around him was his friend, because you can do those things with friends and it'd be funny, not abusive. Big Nick said repeatedly, Big Nick said David apologized and he accepted it. The difference that you're missing, again, because I don't think you're actually watching what we're doing. You're just looking at face value. Seth told him he was not okay with it and they didn't want it out there. And then when David asked if he could do it again to Seth, said, insisted over and over that no, he could not do it to him again, and cut the small part where he said it's okay. You're also ignoring the part where David literally says it was racially motivated because he knew homosexuality isn't accepted in the African American community. So, like, this is not boys will be boys, dude. Oh, Rotten's not up. Thank God. Thank fucking God that website's not online today. Jeez.
I mean, all that shit's still out there, obviously, but I don't know where to find it anymore.
Thank God. Bro, trust me, you don't want kids going to Rotten.com, man. That shouldn't work.
Go there
brain.
In like middle school. Awful.
No wonder our generation's so fucked. We were all growing up on Rotten.com. If you guys are wondering what was there, it was just like the most gore, horrific shit.
Like literally, it was just like an Imgur.
People for videos.
Yeah, I guess there were videos.
Yeah,
on there too.
People blowing their brains out. People crushed by
mutilation.
Fucking it's just
yeah,
the
it
worst shit
awful,
possible, man.
Awful, awful, awful.
You remember the Pain Olympics, bro?
I wish I didn't.
Yo,
EME Pain Olympics.
Yo, so no wonder we're all fucked in the head, because we all saw this video called the BME Pain Olympics, where you watch a guy take like a hatchet and fucking hack his dick and balls off, bro. God. I'm telling you, you don't need to go through life saying this. And yet all did.
Was that real though?
It looked real, man. I've heard people always go, I think people try to convince themselves it's fake. Because you just can't stomach that, knowing it's real. So there's been a lot of conjecture. Is it real? Is it fake? It looked real as fuck. It looked real as a mother.
They had some real stuff. They had cartel videos.
But the whole video, the Pain Olympics, was like all about genital mutilation of dudes doing it to themselves, right?
Yeah.
Hammers through it and shit. I saw this one video on E-Fucked. Which is a total crapshoot, because E-Fuck can be fun until it's not fun anymore. Me and Ela were watching it one day, just, I don't know, we were bored. And it was all fun and games, because usually it's like weird, just offbeat shit. Until one time we clicked a video, it was a girl in a stiletto stepping on a dude's dick with the pointy part, and the pointy part broke through his cock.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
And then I closed E-Fucked and never went back. I literally couldn't get that image out of my head for a while. I just felt the stiletto going through my cock.
Okay, so... God, yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible. Doing a little bit of research. So the Pain Olympics thing, the event, and a lot of those videos are real. The one that you're talking about, though, where he fully chops his dick, that one is a hoax, apparently.
How do you know? You know that's proven?
I'm just going off of an article.
Yeah.
I've read that. I don't know.
I hope that's true.
I hope it's true too.
I think there's a lot of people who know what we're talking about, a lot of people who don't. But man, oh man, that was some wild shit.
Don't recommend seeking it out if you haven't.
Was that where like Two Girls One Cup was? Like on those types of websites? Oh.
Two Girls One Cup had its own website, I believe. It was literally twogirlsonecup.com.
Yes.
Yo, is the origin of Two Girl, One Cup? Was that really from some porno, or was that just like
so.
A spectacle?
No, man. I think it was like a snuff film.
It was a Brazilian...
not a snuff film, bro. Snuff is like when you die, isn't it? Isn't a snuff film like when you kill them and then you fuck
one
them?
Of the, one of the women did die from eating the...
Eating the poo-poo?
Yeah.
No.
She actually did die. Yeah.
What? Oh, you're bullshitting. You gotta
no,
look that
Google
up.
It. Google it. Google it.
Well, in that
Google
case, it is a snuff film.
No, but
true.
That can't be true, Zach.
That's what it was, a Brazilian film. One of them now sells ice cream and the other passed away.
Oh, we got to go buy ice cream from her.
No. If you haven't seen it, the reason that's so horrible is it looks like there's some poo-poo that looks like ice cream at one point.
Well, so, I mean, everybody's seen Two Girls, One Cup, but there's this really beautiful music. And then these girls, there's like a, oh my God, dude. So there's like a dude.
Eat that poo-poo!
There's a doo-doo in an ice cream cone, right? And they eat it, Or yeah, you see the dude pooping, right? Or a girl poops in ice
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, yes, yes.
A girl poops in ice cream, and then they eat it, and then they puke it out.
Yeah. Right, and then
all
they lick it again.
Really beautiful music plays.
I'm trying to see.
Except eating it.
Two Girls, One Cup has a Wikipedia page, so I'm scanning through it real quick to see if girl really died.
That was some good shit back then, boy. Hungry. Oh, here's the movie it's from. Hungry Bitches.
Yeah, Hungry Bitches.
I'll say.
Apparently, that video was a trailer. That was the trailer for Hungry Bitches. So
let's go.
If that's just the trailer, I can't even imagine how bad the actual movie is. I never
realized that. This is fetish. Bro, there's no way the girl died. I don't see any deaths involved. That's 62 minutes of pure shit-eating fun.
Ugh, God.
62 minutes, bro.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
I'm not seeing anything about them dying.
Why would she die? She's a pro. She's a shit-eating pro.
I remember reading an article that one of them did pass away.
Some parents just made their shit up. So kids don't eat their own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think poo-poo, eating the poo-poo is deadly.
Well, you can,
could,
though, if it's
sure
not like,
could,
yeah.
They're pros, though. They know what they're doing. Only trained professionals. Anyway,
God.
What the fuck? We're talking about David Dobrik. David Epstein.
And the other person is poo-pooing.
Hey, people pay to see that. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Yeah, not only is David not responding, he continues to remove any clip. Like, you remember we did like a reaction video where I was making fun of the reactors because they didn't say anything and I was watching the original video. Well, right. He blocked that one.
Wow.
They're going after
really?
Every piece of evidence that this video existed. Except me, of course. Mine is still up.
I'm kind of two minds of that because, I mean, obviously he's motivated by trying to cover it up, but also it probably shouldn't be on the internet. Like, it's a fucked up video.
Yeah, but that's not why he's removing it.
I agree, but like, it's probably good that it's not readily available.
I just think it's telling that he's going after all these little breadcrumbs trying to erase it from the internet. Why don't you just acknowledge it, bro? If you're going to go around blocking it, just acknowledge that it happened. You know? What'd you say, Ian? Oh, Ian. Or I mean, Zach, this is obviously a joke, dude. It says Latifah, the co-star, died of dysentery 3 days after filming the now iconic clip. That's obviously a joke. Where'd you read that?
I guess from where Ian sent it from.
Where'd you send it from, Ian?
No, I didn't send it. I was looking it up, but I'm seeing that posted on places like iFunny and stuff like that.
Is that your source, Zach?
No, I remember
New York
reading
Times
that years
competitor,
ago.
iFunny.
I remember
pretty
reading
sure
that
you got
ago.
That on iFunny, Zach.
Fucking iFunny.
iFunny's been around for a while.
That's where I get all my jokes. Hey, Zach, what's with the bleached hair? Are you following my lead? Is this a solidarity thing? What's going on with the bleached hair?
I mean, I'm the golden boy, and I have to outdo AB with simpness. So
you followed my, you just followed me.
Yeah.
It's like a Ryan Michael Scott situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Wait.
I guess it's reversed. Yeah, actually it's reversed, isn't it? Yeah, never mind.
Okay. Looks pretty good. I like it.
It's a little, it's still got some
just
look
light. Yeah.
I bleached it 2 times and added a blonde color to it and it fucking burned the shit out of my scalp.
Can we get some Gorilla Glue in there?
Yeah.
For a Rolex.
Yeah.
For a Rolex.
I think it looks good, the color that it is, though.
Oh, this is my favorite David update, you guys. This is another post I found on a subreddit while I was just looking at people defending him. Yo, I won the David Dobrik 25-cent puzzle, but it's asking for bank info. Is it safe or is it worth 25 cents? So... That means that 95% of the people buying this puzzle and winning 25 cents are not even getting their prize because they're making you put in your fucking bank info to receive 25 cents. Who the fuck's going to do that? Also, most of the kids buying this are kids. They don't have bank accounts. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Wow.
So the majority of these prizes, probably 95%, is not even being paid the fuck out by David Dobrik. This has one point. This is literally what's going on. The fact that even he could get away with this puzzle thing baffles me. I don't think many people could get away with this puzzle thing and be lauded by people like Casey Neistat and Logan Paul as being this genius entrepreneur.
It's funny that his fam is calling you a sellout.
I know. People always say I'm a sellout. I don't know why.
You're not selling fucking lotteries to children. And
I mean, am I trying to make a living? Yes. But I consider all the money I've made like legitimate. I mean, I'm not fucking putting poison in baby food or anything. I mean, what makes me a sellout? I don't know. I think making
you're disgusting. I'm going to kill you.
Oh my
God. Give me $200.
Oh, now that's a sellout. Yo, exactly. David Dobrik is making a puzzle piece where you have to put your bank info in to get 25 cents out. That's selling out.
Yeah.
But everyone says he's a genius businessman. So I don't know what the fuck.
What does sellout even mean anymore? Like, to me, growing up, people would call like a band a sellout if they like went mainstream and, you know, signed to a major label and changed their style.
Sell their song to a car commercial.
Right. Yeah. Like that's selling out. Like what have you done that's
maybe
selling out?
Here's what selling out would be for me. Let me think. I think me going, let's say, and what's selling out for me? What would be selling out?
It would be
out?
Like selling the H3 brand to MTV to make a reality show that you're not even in, and it's
that'd be good
or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's selling out.
Or like me doing a documentary now with Shane or something.
that would be
or something like that. Or doing like, let's say, doing that. Oh, you know what would be selling out? Joining the vlog squad. That would be fucking selling out for sure.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical.
You don't think I'll get that invite?
Yeah, I'm not sure if David's necessarily going to be a fan.
Well, I'm here, David. You actually might actually have my number. No, I don't think so. Anyway, so that's that. I'm done. Everybody fucking be happy. Ethan's done talking about David. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace and love. A plastic surgeon performed surgery during a Zoom court appearance. By the way, plastic surgeons are not reputable people. I just distrust in general plastic surgeons.
Some are. You can don't blanket dismiss, because lots of plastic you do plastic surgery for like people that get burned horribly or disfigured in some way, and like. There's definitely legit plastic surgeons.
What about ones
do boob jobs?
A lot of them are hacks, though, for sure.
But I feel okay. All right, maybe
This guy is.
Well, what
else
do you think of? So this motherfucker. Here, I'll just play the video.
So can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Officer Monroe, Mr. Green, Elizabeth Ramirez. Is she part of this case?
Yes.
Oh, people are just coming in. What I'm looking at is Scott Douglas Green's case number 20 TRO95795. I believe Officer Monroe is present on this case as well. So unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Or should I say Dr. Green, but I don't know that.
Okay.
I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial, notwithstanding the fact that the officer's here today.
Sir, I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
Not at all. I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate. I think I'm going to come up with a different date when you're not actively involved or participating in attending to the needs of a patient. Let me see if I can get it.
Yeah, this is the craziest shit. What the fuck is wrong with this man? What is wrong with this man?
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I mean, imagine being that patient. You know what I mean? You wake up and you're like, wait, I was getting my tits enlarged on February 28th. It reminds me, we had the booty doctor. There was a doctor who was filming patients unbeknownst when he was like operating on their butts to make them bigger.
And she was dancing. It was a woman, right? And she she was like making like TikTok dance videos while operating on people.
Yeah,
that ruled.
There's a lot, but I'm saying a lot of doctors and I think dentists too are kind of on the radar. They're on notice. You got people like Jimmy Lee out there operating on people. Scott Green, for example, he's doing operating on people. I mean,
from all accounts, Jimmy is a great dentist though, right?
Been very successful.
Yeah, he's good at what he does, apparently. The man knows teeth.
He knows teeth. Comedy, a little shaky.
Ah, man, what a fucking idiot. This is so stupid. Did he just forget? I wonder, like, I was just wondering, like, how did this happen? Did he forget he had a court case and he just opened up Zoom real fast in the middle of
He's like, operating? Oh, shit, he double booked. Do we know what the case was about? Was it something really important?
I mean, probably not, considering the judge was just like,
just like a, he's just like fighting a speeding ticket or something.
That's what.
Yeah, I doubt it was very important. Oh my God. Okay, so the Golden Globes, apparently, I don't know. Is the Golden Globes a big deal? I didn't even know what happened. Apparently, it happened like this week.
Well, it was all done remote. So, I mean, it didn't get as much. You know, half the hype around these award shows is for the red carpet and all of that nonsense or whatever.
Well,
and that's
usually
not happening
people
right
watch
now, so.
Care about this shit, you see, but I didn't even know
the
what
Golden
happened,
Globes
man. So they did.
Golden Globes suck.
Everything over Zoom. And, you know, the pandemic sucks, but all this Zoom mishaps are great. So let's remember 2021 fondly for that, at least. Because Al Pacino, this is so amazing, is in the virtual audience and he's just fucking sleeping, bro. This is the best thing. I love Al Pacino.
I guess to be fair, he's like what? He's probably in his 80s now?
Yeah, and I mean, it's the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
I mean,
who gives a shit?
What do you want him to do? Sit there for 2 hours? He's looking fly as hell, though, and he's got that really nice, like, midlife crisis. Or not? It's like just a middle-aged woman's haircut, really. It's almost like a Hillary Clinton. Which is awesome hair.
You broke my heart.
They did him dirty, bro. They could have panned to somebody else. They're like, Al's sleeping. Fucking get his ass. You broke my heart. Ooh, listen, Golden Globes camera operator. I know it was you.
God.
You had Brad Pitt on my left. Leonardo DiCaprio above me. Yeah, you chose to pan to me. Close and cough during a nap. You broke my heart, Fredo.
You broke my heart.
What, you've never been tired? I'm an 85-year-old man. And you bent over to me? What did I do to deserve this disrespect, Al Pacino?
I know it was you, Fredo.
And now everybody's goofing on me for my hair that looks like a fucking fishbowl. I don't know what's wrong with white people making fun of his hair. I like his hair. I think it looks good. I'm not even saying that. I saw people were clowning on it.
On his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems fine.
Broke my heart.
Back off Pacino, people.
80 years old, man. He looks great for 80. Let's see. He won. He was nominated for some show I've never heard of on Amazon Prime called Hunters. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That was that, isn't it about Nazi hunters?
Great show. It really is a great show.
Oh, I was
show.
Excited about that, but then I saw it was getting bad reviews, so I just skipped it.
It has a 64 on Rotten Tomatoes. Not great.
Well, it didn't win.
But it got a Golden Globe nomination. Just
yeah,
goes
well,
to show.
He's real excited about that, clearly.
So did Sia.
Right. So. Exactly. Sia got 2 nominations.
Yeah.
I heard 2 Girls, 1 Cup was even nominated for cinematography.
Right, yeah.
Classic film.
An achievement.
Pacino's reps did not immediately return requests for comment.
I mean, what's there to say?
We're waiting for comment. You guys owe us an explanation. Not only did Pacino's nap make waves in their annual show, he also got flack for his wild hairstyle. Yeah, I don't get that. I think his hair is fly. I think he's 80 years old, and he looks fucking great. The man, after all he's done for us, deserves a nap.
I'm not seeing the hair thing. What's the issue?
Oh, this was also great.
He needs a Dunkin'
Daniel Chino. Kaluuya.
Yeah, for Judas sure he does. What's my name? Dunkin' Chino. Oh, so here, by the way, Jared Leto, you could tell he's so pissed he didn't win. Look at him. What the fuck was Jared Leto nominated for?
Daniel Kaluuya. Ah. Judas and the Black Messiah.
Look at Jared Leto. He's so angry. What's in his hand? He's trying to do a popper. Yo, look at that. He's so pissed, bro.
You left me in a black hole of rage and confusion.
Bill Murray was in something? I'm so behind. Anyway, here's his acceptance speech. Get hyped.
I wish I could hear.
Yep. His mic is muted, and the hosts are just saying, I wish I could hear. And they don't know what to do.
As you can see, wow. We unfortunately have a bad connection. We apologize for that technical problem.
The connection's fine. It's on mute.
And send all of our congratulations he just got to fucking, Daniel on his Golden Globe.
That was awesome. They're like, peace out. He's probably at home still giving the speech, you know what I mean? Yeah, he is.
Oh. You're doing me dirty. Am I on? Is this on? All right, cool.
All right. Who cares?
Leto, you're right. Leto looked furious.
He is so pissed. Let me do this. What was he even nominated for? What is he doing?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Best supporting actor in a motion picture.
For?
His performance in The Little Things, a drama.
I need a machine gun.
Judith.
That's interestingly, that's the name of
what are you gonna say?
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna say. Yo, this next one comes from Snoop Dogg, who apparently is not smoking enough weed because he rages like a fucking 12-year-old on Twitch over like Madden. I gotta be honest with you, like, I'm not one to say I haven't raged at playing video games before, but I feel like it's not a... I don't like seeing Snoop do it. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be the chill, cool dad, and he gets so angry.
Fuck!
He's so angry. He's just fucking Madden, bro, and you're like 60. Look at him. He's fuming. Bro, it's mad.
Fuck this shit. Came in this fucking room and everything
look at him.
Fucking bad. Fuck this shit, man.
It's fucking mad in football, Snoop Dogg. So he storms off in a rage. And apparently he left his stream going for like 12 hours. Where people just hung out in the chat. And then he came back in the morning 12 hours later and turned it off. They just
fucking
peaced out.
Thing sucks.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it makes me.
He had a heated gamer moment.
I don't like seeing Snoop Dogg like that. It's not the vibe that I want from him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He's.
You think maybe he had too much indica, not enough sativa? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Indica.
That's just like weed talk. I feel like the weed talk is always so stupid. People get so into weed. Like, No. Your problem is that you need to smoke sativa.
I've smoked a lot of weed in my life, and I got to tell you, it's all the same.
Thank you, Dan. Somebody finally fucking says it. There's no... I go, can you really tell the difference between indica and sativa? Oh, yeah, bro.
It's totally way more heady. Different high. Oh, you want the body high, you got to do the indica, bro. But
I was like, dude, I don't know about you, but no matter what I smoke, I feel like fucking paranoid and regretful that I ever did it.
Yep. I've ever had.
I don't feel that way, but I think, yeah, people overstate greatly the variance and impact of
bro,
different
you
strains
need to eat that bubblegum Sherman dumping duping snooping. That should have put you right to sleep.
I mean, certainly different weed has different potency. Like, oh, some is stronger than others. Like, that's real. But as far as, you know, the intricacies of what this specific strain is going to do this to you versus this, it's pretty bogus.
Wake up.
It is pretty bogus.
Yeah, I just don't like seeing Snoop like this. He's supposed to be the cool... I mean, this is not a good ad for weed.
Look at this shit.
You know what I mean?
He didn't smoke enough.
Fail! Like, I can't remember the last time I was that mad at anything.
You've been playing all the Souls games and you haven't rage quit?
Not that mad.
Not that mad?
Not that
mad. Well, do it live! Fuck it!
He's playing competitive online, though. That does amp up the...
Dude, he's a grown-ass man who's... His blood is half THC.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit,
man.
He's so bad.
Fuck. How about when you were a teenager? Like,
yeah,
you playing
I mean,
StarCraft
raged,
and
yeah,
shit.
Sure,
were you raging?
Sure,
yeah.
Fuck!
You got to soundbite that, Zach,
that
right
fuck
here.
Is so good.
Right here.
Fuck!
Love all right, I'll pull it.
Yeah, I mean, I've raged as a kid, you know?
Yeah,
just don't take video games that seriously anymore.
Yeah, same. As a teenager, for sure, playing Warcraft 3, Starcraft. That
fucking
shit.
Thing sucks.
Get pretty mad.
I beat all the games. I beat Bloodborne. I beat all the Dark Souls. I'm out. Fucking done.
Oh, you beat Bloodborne?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
I could be honest. I liked Bloodborne, but the ending was bizarre. Like, I got the true ending where you kill the moon presence and...
Spoiler alert. For a six-year-old game.
Whatever, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, you become a little worm? It's like, I don't get it. How do you become a worm by killing the moon presence? Stupid.
It's the blood of God.
I didn't like it. You want to explain it to me, Dan? Because you seem obsessed with, like...
You got, like, 2 hours?
Seriously? Well, they, like, don't show something. I kill the moon presence, and then I'm a maggot. Like growing up as a old, I get it. What it
you ascended? You're a great one now. You're a god.
Stupid. The gods are pussies Jesus in that game. You kill them so easy. By the way, who wants to be a god? The hunter's way more powerful.
True. That's true.
Speared to death.
Anyway, so that's Snoop Dogg. Next up, we've got Wendy. Who knew that old Wendy Williams? And notice I say Wendy, not Wendy, because she—that's her farting—and I know many of you who are new to the show may not realize, but that is a real fart. Zach, go ahead. Yeah. That's her fart isolated and turned up.
I forgot that one was Wendy.
Yeah.
Not pitched or anything.
No, yeah, that's straight up Wendy Williams passing gas on her show.
No, it was a cup being moved across the table. That was her explanation.
I got to pull
right?
that up. Wendy Williams. Because I got to.
Actually, that clip, I specifically remember, got us claimed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
They're cashing
the
on that
Williams
Wendy farting clip?
The Wendy Williams show in general is one of the most prolific claimers of anything we've ever watched on the show. Like, anytime we've ever done anything with Wendy.
Yo, they're cashing on that fart money, bro.
Yeah, that fart money, yeah.
Well, she did.
In fact, they
it.
Claimed us once just for using a soundbite from their show. Of the audience doing the whoop, whoop.
What?
Yeah, that got us a claim.
Fuck you, Wendy. Anyway, I don't like Wendy Williams. I think she's a really obnoxious person. And her show is just bizarre, frankly. Because, like, the women, they're way too involved in the show. She comes out and they all go, whoop, 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 whoop. It's just so bizarre. And, you know, so Wendy Williams is, of course, on top of all of her great qualities that I love, an anti-vaxxer. And she went on Dr. Oz show, and I guess good for Dr. Oz. He's out there, he's showing himself getting his COVID shot. He's trying to, you know, drum up support for it, because there's a lot of dumb dumbs out there who don't want to get it. Peace and love. And she says straight up to Dr. Oz, I am not getting it. I don't trust it. Let's watch.
So are you planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
No.
You don't have it on the screen.
Oh, fuck. I'm such an idiot. Sometimes I just sit here and watch on my laptop and forget I'm doing a show. By the way, he's like, that's not going as you planned, Dr. Oz. He's trying to drum up support, and then he brings on some idiot anti-vaxxer. He goes, so when are you getting your shot? I'm not.
Hottest topic in medicine right now, the COVID vaccine. I just got vaccinated. I did okay. I didn't have any issues. There I am. Notice the huge biceps muscles, the pectoralis, by the way.
Mehmet, you know you are a very sexy man.
So, are you planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
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 Brave.
I don't trust it.
Yo, it's the same vibe that I get from Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. It's just like, in the face of nobody willing to speak the truth, I will stand up and say, no, I will not get the COVID vaccine. She doesn't trust it? Girl, what haven't you injected in your body? I mean, with peace and love, you have like a gallon of Botox in your fucking face and you're afraid of a COVID shot? That is the dumbest rationale ever. You've injected everything in the kitchen and in the bathroom sink and fucking into your face, lips, eyebrows, and forehead, and you won't get a COVID vaccination? I mean, I've seen you faint like on stage. If anyone needs it, it's you. We need to protect Wendy Williams. She can't even control her own bowels. She's on stage farting and passing gas and shit. God damn.
I've never gotten the flu shot either, though. And you and I have talked about that.
Yeah, well, it's not the flu shot. It's a fucking pandemic, dude. How are people so miseducated? And she thinks she's being so woke and edgy.
Of the doctors on my team talk to me about, Wendy, we'll get the flu shot. I've never had the flu. I'm not getting a flu shot. Okay. I very rarely get a cold. I never have headaches. I don't take an aspirin because I feel my heart murmur or something like that. I'm not getting. No, I don't trust it. There, I said it.
Don't. What do you mean you don't trust it? There, I said it. Now hand me that Botox needle. By the way, Botox is like the most toxic. Fact check me on this, but Botox, the reason it works is because it's like the most toxic poison known to humankind, and they put like so little of it in you that it causes that reaction in your skin.
I don't know about it being the most, but it's like a deadly toxin. Botox stands for toxin. Yes, you're injecting a toxin.
I don't trust it. Oh, here we go.
Apparently there's like seven or eight different types of Botox. So maybe one of them is.
I don't trust it. There, I said it. Now hand me those bags of. Now hand me those bags of jelly and insert it in my ass. And fucking give me 20 syringes of Botox. And mutilate my face. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to shame her for getting plastic surgery, but if you're going to sit here and give misinformation on COVID shots and you don't trust it, I mean, what the fuck do you trust? You trust everything but this? Why?
I'm sorry for doubting you. How the fuck do you say that? Botox are the most poisonous proteins known. You got it.
Hey, I'm right about something. This is a big moment for me, you guys. Can I give an acceptance speech here? Give me some inspirational. Guys, I'd like to thank my extensive knowledge for my upbringing.
Damn. The estimated human lethal dose of type A is 1 to 2 nanograms.
Exactly. It's so little. It is so toxic and poisonous that they put like the almost like it's such a tiny amount. She's like, pass that shit, boy. Pass that. Pass that.
That's really something. I knew it was poisonous, but not that poisonous. That's
yeah, crazy. It is like insanely toxic. Pass that shit, Wendy. Pass it. COVID? Uh-uh.
In World War II, the U.S. Army was researching using it as a chemical weapon.
Pass that. I trust that. I want that in my face. Pass it over here.
I mean, obviously, lots of people use Botox.
Lots of people have done COVID shots.
Right, yeah. No, I obviously,
millions and millions.
She should definitely get it.
Well-researched.
Hey, the drug is under development for treatment of premature ejaculation.
Botox?
Yeah.
Oh, put that right in my cock. Take whatever you got. Anything to treat my cock. Oh, we got something. We got Logan Paul news. What is this?
He wrote some kind of cringe, intellectual poem.
He wrote a poem and posted it? Logan Paul declared he's done with the Hollywood lifestyle in pseudo-intellectual poem that could have been summarized 3 words. People grow up. People grow up.
Oh, yeah, bro.
People grow up. Now can we do dealing with Pokemon cards.
Can we do a poetry reading?
Yeah, I can.
Can I get a little slam poetry good. Music?
Is no, that? Not give me something like sappy, you know, emotional.
Something emotional?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what we got.
I've grown up. I will no longer be filming dead bodies in fours, and I will instead be playing Pokemon professionally. As I sit here, Logan Paul, 2001, February 28th, 1:34 a.m. As I sit observing the horde of dude, I'm already so embarrassed. Did you forget who you are? You're going to sit there talking about the horde of inebriated young Hollywood socialites?
Well, let's give him a chance. I mean, he's 24. He's grown up.
It was only a few years ago he was running around Japan like a fucking basket. Okay, I'll give him another chance. Sorry. As I sit observing the horde of inebriated young Hollywood socialites driven by temptation and bad intentions, AKA when I turn away from the mirror, I take pleasure in knowing that while a part of me flourishes in such an environment, my personal aspirations will not often lead me to such crassness. The privilege of youth, the absence of responsibility, the free-spirited nature of song and dance, all fleeting. I feel it. The venom of adulthood slowly sinks way into my veins. Not the most expensive fluid. That is horse semen, we've determined. And with it comes new passions like Pokemon cards and new habits like recolonizing Puerto Rico. I do enjoy it. But I cannot deny the inevitable ending of an era. Wow. 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 Wow.
Oh, wait, that's Jake. I'm sorry. Wow. Wrong sound. Wrong Paul.
Wow. Jake, you better come out with your own poem now.
He sounds like Bilbo before going to Rivendell.
That's what he did.
Yeah, no, to the Grey Harbor.
Except he's got to throw his own ass in the fucking volcano of Mount Doom.
One in the comments says, what 16-year-old stoner did he pay to write this?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you got to be very careful with poetry because, yo, listen, I majored in poetry creative writing in college, so take it from me. I would never post any of my poetry publicly, bro. Trust me on that. Because
I'm a motherfucking bluebird.
Now, that's a line. Because you cannot, poetry is so personal, right? Like, to actually be a good poet, it's just, bro, it's so hard not to be cringy. It's like impossible not to be cringy. So hard. You know?
Oh, no, I'm a strawberry.
The venom. By the way, listen, I think this is a telling line. The venom of adulthood. It's like, bro, you must really hate your fucking parents. You know what I mean? Because he thinks adulthood is venomous. It's like, it's not venomous. It's just obvious that you're just going to have to fucking grow up, dude. Maybe it is deep. Look at me. The venom of adulthood. He's seen what adulthood is through his parents. And that's he sees as venom sinking into his hair is falling out. Greg Paul, he sees his daddy, lives in an RV and fucks his fans. That's adulthood. That's what he sees as adulthood. It's sinking into his veins. It's inevitable.
GP coming at you.
He says, in my veins, it comes new passions, new habits, like living in an RV and fucking young girls. I do enjoy it, though, he says.
I'd rather speak up and be wrong than be muffled and be wrong.
Fucking GP coming at you with those hot. GP should be a poet, man. Fuck the Logan. I'd rather speak up and be wrong
than be muzzled.
I love that. I love that philosophy.
GP really is just like the ultimate ultimate Ohio guy, you know?
I mean, it's really ironic for him to be like horde of inebriated young Hollywood socialites, though. I mean, dude, it's like that was like 2 months ago. It's like, okay, 2 months ago. Now you're writing poems about it.
It's cringe, but I mean, there may be some truth in the sentiment. Maybe he's just realizing that he can't be a maverick forever, you know?
Dude, Mavericks.
These
forever,
glasses bro. Have changed my life.
Mavericks is forever. Yeah. Don't, I mean, I'm just saying, you could share your poem publicly, but just be careful.
I don't really give a fuck, but thanks for letting me know.
Interesting. So Wendy, oh, back to Wendy. I don't like her. She's dumb.
I don't trust it.
Wendy, I got to say, I disagree. I think the vaccine is safe. It was studied carefully in 75,000 people, didn't have any major issues. Tens of millions of people are getting it now, not seeing big problems.
Wendy, I got to say.
I got to say, it's worked so well. I think it is a very wise move, which is why I really think you should get the vaccine. I think you'll feel safer if you do as well. So are there questions that I can answer for you?
Just doesn't respond.
I just don't understand how people are so ignorant still. The flu shot, the flu is already everywhere. There's like a billion strains of the flu, and there's a yearly flu shot based on which strains they think are going to be relevant. You know how they do it? They base it on what's big in Australia and the other hemisphere during the winter. And they say, oh, those strains were big, so those are probably the ones that are going to be big here.
Australia's our petri dish. Thanks, Australians.
So obviously the flu has already run amok. Now the importance of getting the COVID shot, Wendy, and I do know you're listening, is so that the fucking COVID doesn't become like the flu and we can actually kill it now before it has time to have a billion variations and we can never stomp it out. So your dumbass not getting the vaccine is ensuring that this shit is going to last forever. And, you know, you got to get the shot, dumb. Hand me that Botox. I don't trust it. Dumbass. Why do people think it's so brave not to get the COVID shot? Like, they do it with the masks. They're just contrarians. I think they just think, I don't get it. How you doing?
I've never gotten the flu shot either, though. And
okay, bitch, that doesn't make you brave. I mean, get the flu shot or not. It's not the same thing. If you get you not getting the flu shot doesn't affect the whole world. You know what I mean? That's just you trying to protect yourself against the flu because we're not going to eradicate the flu. Right? But we can eradicate COVID. Thank you. With peace and love. Okay. A warning to American diplomats traveling to China. The U.S. has accused China of forcing American diplomats to take anal swab tests for COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we talk about that?
Maybe yeah, they were developing an anal swab test because apparently COVID lasts longer in your butthole than your...
This is sick!
Your whatever.
Do you remember the video of like the demonstration?
It's awesome, bro. The U.S. has accused China of making American diplomats take anal swabs before backtracking after the U.S. complained. I love this has become like a whole diplomacy crisis. Look, China's being careful, man. You see, if you got to drop trowel and get your butthole swab, that's what you got to do. You know what I mean?
One of the things they do is called anal leaking.
I'm gonna make you guys get your assholes swabbed once we go back to the office. I wonder if that's legal. Drop trowel, bruh. Let me swap that ring. Crazy.
I'll do it if you do it first.
Yeah, I wonder if I don't even know if you can get that test in the U.S. I would do it, but I don't think the technology has reached here yet. A State Department representative told Vice on Wednesday that the U.S. had complained to China when it learned that some members had been made to get a cotton swab right up the fucking asshole. The person added that China told the U.S. that the tests were given to American diplomat staff in error. And that the diplomatic staff members were supposed to be exempt from the test, which some parts of China have started using in a bid for more accuracy. Damn, they're actually, dude, China's actually making people drop trowel and That, I feel like that's going to be posing more health risks than alleviating. You got billions of people dropping trowel and exposing their butthole to the earth, to the open air like that.
I mean, what's the worst going to happen?
Dude, I heard that when you don't wear underwear, your farts are more deadly. Like, literally, you can get people sick because your fart, your shit particles float through the air and you can get sick.
Where did you hear this?
Zach, do you wear underwear? You're worried now.
I do wear underwear.
So why were you so concerned about that comment? You perked up.
I mean, I'm just, you know.
Look it up. Fact check me. I don't know where I heard it. It's just one of those.
Earlier this
things.
Episode, you said eating shit wouldn't get you sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I said it was not deadly. I mean, I'm still alive.
Do you wear underwear at home?
Yes.
I don't.
In your room in your parents' house?
You're at home right now, Zach.
Yeah.
I'm full commando right now, baby.
You mean, yeah.
Why not?
Well, when you're home, I mean, when you're out, yeah, you obviously wear underwear, but when you're home, like, I don't know, you get bunched up, dude.
Cool.
You've never experienced that when you're laying in bed and you're like, oh,
yeah, I don't like to wear underwear in bed usually, but yeah. That's not the same thing as walking around naked. Your parents' house, bro.
I'm not walking around naked. I'm wearing pants.
Okay. You just don't wear underwear.
Right.
Well, I know women take their bra off like the second they get home. I know that.
Bra, balls. Yeah, man. You got to swing them free.
Yeah, you guys are getting anal swabs for sure. Just to be extra sure, because I'm not fucking around with COVID. People like Wendy William walking around.
If you take it, you know, I still might not take it.
Back on TikTok, there's people who are trying to burn snow. They're saying the snow from that's falling from the sky is fake snow, which apparently means there's some kind of Manhattan-sized snowblower. I don't know how exactly they figured this out. But.
Our government and Bill Gates. Thank you, Bill Gates, for trying to fucking trick us that this is real snow. You'll see, it's not melting.
The hell?
And it's going to burn. Snow don't burn. Snow fucking melts. No water, no dripping, no nothing.
She understands how
shit works.
If I put
this shit in the microwave, it's going to start sparking because there's metal mixed in it. So you see that?
No way.
No metal.
I love how gullible this guy is. No fucking way.
Try it again.
We want our freedom for the world!
It's not water.
It's just burning.
Put it closer. What the hell?
See?
It does look like it's melting, doesn't it?
I'm in upstate New York. This is what's on my car. This is supposed to be
snow. Is this the same woman or a whole
movement?
There's
straight lines. All the same size.
Movement. It's all movement.
Oh, there's a whole fake snow movement, bro?
Mm-hmm.
So there's snow truthers now out there. Holy God. How are we going to expect people to... If we can't even explain to Wendy Williams how vaccines work... We have no hope for the world when people out there thinking snow is fake.
This is not snowflakes. What the heck's going on?
You figured it out. You cracked the case.
All right. Get free victory. Go find some snow.
This is insane, you guys.
Got a snowball. Here we go. Highest setting hot.
Give it a second.
No drip.
Give it a moment.
It's called sublimation. It's basically when a solid skips the liquid form, it goes straight to a gas.
Still a snowball. Mm.
Like high school chemistry. They could have just Googled it instead of all these experiments.
So what is this phenomenon? They're just heating it too fast and it goes straight to gas. It evaporates.
I forget the condition as to what causes it, but yeah, it's when it goes straight from a solid to a gas and it skips the liquid phase.
Also, apparently, when snow melts, the water is largely absorbed by the remaining loosely packed snow. This is how snow cones hold their delicious sugary water.
It looks like it's just getting more dense. Right. First of all, it's freezing outside. You've got this huge cold ball of snow that's been out in freezing temperatures. Hitting it with some hot air for a second isn't going to melt it, you know? So people are basically discovering a basic fundamental scientific issue or just not being patient enough. And it's proof that Bill Gates is sending out fake snow for what reason, we don't know. Do they have a theory of why people were faking snow, AB? Well, it's cold outside, right? I mean, they're cold.
I don't know this, but I'm going to guess to convince people that global warming is real. Because I have a feeling that the snow truthers are probably not.
How do they fake believers? The temperature? I mean, it's fucking freezing, clearly. I see you're wearing a sweater.
It seems like a lot of effort for not much payoff. It's true.
I've seen what Dan said about the global warming. And I just was trying to get a better grasp on the Bill Gates thing, but I couldn't find.
Well,
he's become the go-to, which, okay, you know, as we've talked about on the show, I'm not necessarily the biggest Bill Gates defender or anything, but yeah, he's become just every single conspiracy theory. he is the
He's perfect. He's like God in a way. It's like he's got all the money in the world. He's like this smart little science guy. You know, anything you can explain is either God or Bill Gates.
Also, that first video, how she's like, "Look, it's burning." That's just because it's a Zippo lighter. It's the butane is the you know, staining it essentially.
But also, it's not pure water. I mean, snow collects fucking dust and particles and shit. It's right. Not like that too. Crazy.
That too.
If you take a ball of snow and put it in a cup and come back an hour, it's all dirty and shit. There's so much stuff in snow.
Explain this.
I can't explain it, damn it. The snow won't melt. This is fake snow. Yeehaw! The ice cube melts, but the snow don't. Yeehaw! Explain that one, Mr. Gates. Oh. Explain that one now, Mr. Gates. Yee! Okay. What's in that COVID vaccination?
Okay. And another one.
A candle? It's freezing outside.
Fresh snow for all the haters.
It's a fucking candle. Don't you try to smell a snowball with a candle. You can put your hand above that thing for like a whole minute. Girl, don't you try to melt that.
Come on, flame. Snowball.
Don't you try to melt that on a fucking tiny little candle.
Not melting.
So this is the sublimation, probably. Although, let's be honest, that candle is putting off, like, the heat of my butthole.
Come on,
ha, 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 ha.
Not melting. And turning black. It's not melting.
God, woman, you need to fucking go on the internet, but not on Facebook.
Jesus is your source.
This is your brain on Facebook. Yeehaw! Out here in Texas, the snow don't melt. They got this snow all full with COVID vaccines. It don't melt, damn it.
Victory, victory.
Oh, God, please give us melting snow. We don't want this demonic snow that don't melt, Lord. The liberals sent this snow that don't melt out here to Texas. We don't want it, Lord. We like our snow that melts. Do you got like a banjo or something? Like some kind of like deliverance kind of shit you could play for me, Zach?
I do, but it's copyrighted.
Well, don't play it then.
Wait, we had a creepy banjo thing we played once.
Oh, Lord. I am afraid of this snow that don't melt. And I know, no, not that, not creepy. It's more like, yeehaw!
Oh.
Kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Wow. You said Deliverance. That's
yeah.
Creepy.
Well, Deliverance was like the banjo. Da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Not the creepy shit.
All right.
This is the kind of music these people hear in their head when they're trying to burn snow. Lord, I know the gays sent us this snow that don't melt. I know the Lord sent us this gay snow that don't melt. Lord, please save us, Jesus. Jesus made snow that melt. I'm doing my best like Kenneth Copeland. Come on down now to beautiful Texas where we got no gays, no liberals, and where our snow don't melt from all those gays having sex. It's God's abomination, the unmelting snow. Come on down to Texas now, you hear? We ain't got no masks, no vaccination, and our elderlies are dying young. Woo-wee! More space for all of us, Texans.
You ever been to Texas?
Never. Probably a nice place. I kid the Texans. Come on down to Texas, where a soft gust of wind blows out our power grid for 2 weeks. Yeehaw!
Based off of the comments when we were talking about the outage there, it seemed like we got a sizable percentage of fans from Texas.
I mean, look, it's a really populous state.
Yeah.
I love the Texans. We love the Texans, don't we, folks?
Folks.
So, you know, there's also the liberal side, which is honestly having just as bad takes. For example, Keith Oberman says, why are we wasting vaccinations on Texas if Texas has decided to join the side of the virus? This is almost like a more callous, fucked up take than like opening. Like, I understand the, I guess he's kidding, maybe. I don't know, but you understand, Keith Olbermann, that we all need the vaccination because we got too many Wendy Williams and Joe Rogans and Elon Musk walking around who are too fucking woke to take the vaccination. We need as many people in Texas to get the vaccination.
I guess, especially if they're opening.
Especially if they're opening. Right. We need to vaccinate them quick. Keith,
it's pretty people got to
understand what he's not understanding, or what the people and Wendy Williams, they're both not understanding the same thing. It's a collective issue. We need to not act in the interest of the individuals. We need to act in the interest of society. Keith Oberman, if Texas, I've got to do my, I make fun of the Texans. I got to do my like Yankee impression. If the Texans, let me think how to do this. Ooh, if the Texans are going to join the side of the virus, then why do they deserve our vaccines? Oh my, let them die, I say. Why the Texans don't deserve the vaccine? Let them die, I say. Yeah, they're as douchey as the Texans. Yeehaw! We don't want no vaccine. Oh, let them die. They don't need. By the way, Texas is like a purple state at this point. There's plenty of people there who are fucking wanting the vaccine and wearing masks and doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Keith. Yeah. We love our purple states, folks. Ooh. If. Ooh, my. What's something bougie and like a Yankee would do? If. Oh, you've never tried caviar? Oh, peasant.
Champagne.
Hey, you peasant. Oh, you drink water instead of champagne?
The pate was divine.
To go in the brandy room.
The drawing room. Let's have some brandy in the drawing room.
Maybe something like this, like why do they eat fast food? They could buy fresh steak at Whole Foods. Oh my. Why buy a hamburger for 99 cents when you can buy filet from Whole Foods? Like, not understanding the concept of like wealth and poverty. I don't know. Why are they in line for food stamps? They could simply get a job. See, I don't know if that's... See, now I'm getting mixed up. That is kind of like a conservative talking point. We don't like handouts. Oh my, we agree. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm losing my mind over here. Well, anyway, Keith Olbermann, shout out. Didn't he used to, I remember he used to do a bit like Idiot of the Week or something. Well, Keith Olbermann, I hate to break it to you, but you are douchebag of the day.
He was like the left Bill O'Reilly for a long time.
Oh, was he? Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he ended up getting fired for, what did he get fired for? He ended up getting fired for doing something bad. Let me look it up real quick.
Ooh, the douchebag of the day is poor people. I don't understand. That's how they, I guess that's how people see. Anyway, Michael Moore also had a spicy take. We love Michael Moore. He is a liberal sweetheart. Ooh. Michael Moore's Texas, we hear you. You didn't want to be a part of our electrical grid. And now you've removed your mask mandate and are allowing large crowds together. We hear you. COVID is a hoax. So you don't need our precious vaccines. We'll send it to people who are saving lives by wearing masks. Again, it's the same dumb fucking take. Like, bro, we need them vaccinated. And by the way, it's not your... What do you mean our vaccine? It's not our... What? It's everybody's vaccine. What does that mean? Also, everybody in Texas doesn't think it's a hoax. Like, come on.
Well, just... Yeah, I mean... Like you said, Texas is one of the most populous states. Like, it's not just a hive mind.
It's just so hateful and mean-spirited. We need them vaccinated. You're doing the same thing that Wendy Williams did. We need everybody vaccinated. I bet you Michael Moore ripped some fat fucking farts. You know what I mean?
He's a big guy.
He's today, a big guy. Today I will be doing a documentary on the conservative brain. I don't know. What is Michael Moore? Anyway, that's it. Look, there's the libtards out there. We you know what I mean? Just bringing peace and love and unity and equality to the equation. Everybody needs the vaccine, Michael Moore. Everybody needs the vaccine, Wendy Williams. What don't you get? We are all in this together. Every fucking body needs the vaccine or we all lose. You know, America's so fucked up because we spent all this time building up individualism. And now when we need to pull together as a society, we can't do it. You got the Keiths. You got the Wendy's. We need the Keiths and the Wendy's. Come together right now. And Wendy, if you're more comfortable getting the shot in your face, we can do that for you. As I know you've frequent site of injection. And Keith, just shut the fuck up. And Michael Moore, just shut the fuck up. Thank you. I'm your host, Ethan Klein, preaching love, peace, and unity. Wear a fucking mask, even if you don't, you have to by law. Wear it. Because you don't wear it for yourself. You wear it for the people around you. That's obvious, right? We all understand that. It's the same thing with the shot. You don't get the shot for yourself. You get it for the people around you. Come on. Boy, you get it. It's about other people. You need to be compassionate and loving and like me. You need to ascend like me. That's it. Ian, do you have anything to add?
I think you hit all the points.
Thank you. Zach, anything to add?
Beautiful, beautiful statement.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dan, go ahead, please.
Fuck Keith Olbermann.
Fuck Keith Olbermann. You specifically fuck Keith Olbermann, huh?
I fucking hate that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you,
Did
Dan.
You find out what he was fired for?
I was just looking it up. Apparently, it's kind of hush-hush.
Ooh, Keithy, no, baby, no the Oberman.
But he had previously gotten in trouble. He had donated some political candidates, which you're not supposed to do if you're a news broadcaster. It's against the policy.
Oh, for real?
You're supposed to be objective. You're supposed
to be
neutral.
What the fuck are you talking about? Shan Hannity practically is like a spokesman for the Trump campaign.
Well, it's not that it's illegal, but it was against...
shit changed since then, that's for sure.
It was against his company's policy at the time. But that wasn't what he got fired for. There's like a strange silence around his firing.
Mm.
But he was fired from MSNBC, and he has not been on a major network since.
Well, I have a good fucking guess. Probably the same reason everyone else is getting fired.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Bye-bye!
His foil Bill O'Reilly got fired for sexual harassment.
Literally everybody on everywhere is getting fired for sexual harassment.
But we don't know that.
We'll do it live.
Cuomo.
We don't actually know that. So
Cuomo's going do it down. Live. O'Reilly. Everybody is going down. We're all going down. Keep your hands to yourself, people. Come on. I'm looking at you, Zach.
What?
I'm just kidding. I just fucking with you. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Is it the hair?
No. I'm just fucking
with
you.
Yeah, it's the hair.
It's not. I didn't mean anything by it.
It is the hair, though.
No, it's not the hair. I have that hair. What are you saying about me?
Yours isn't long.
All right. That's our show, everybody. With peace and love, I am signing out. I will see you on Friday for H3 After Dark Live with my beautiful co-host, Ela. We have got a great show planned for you on Friday, so we'll see you then. Peace. Peace and love. Peace and love.